seeing no protesters, I think we should go ahead and get started. Welcome, everyone. This is the March 20th, 2014 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission for University City. I think we have a pretty short agenda this evening. The first item on the agenda is the review and approval of the minutes from our previous meeting on February 20th, 2014. Does anyone have any comments, changes, alterations, or additions to those minutes? All right, hearing none, I reviewed them. The minutes are approved. The second item of business is actually old business. Zach, would you introduce the proposal for us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was a letter in the agenda packet from Rich Wilson, Director of Public Works and Parks, specifying the request for an extension of time in maintaining the Mock Roundabout. In the letter, was specified for 6 months or until installation of the permanent roundabout at the intersection of Del Mar and Trinity. Just brief background information. As you are aware, the temporary roundabout was originally approved by the Historic Preservation Commission in April 2013. The commission recommended approval of the temporary roundabout until October 1st of 2013, with the condition that the intersection be restored to its previous condition should the permanent roundabout project not move forward. And then in September of last year, 2013, the Historic Preservation Commission recommended approval of an extension of the temporary roundabout until April 2nd of this year, at which time it was stated that the roundabout was consistent within the historic district and with previous plans for that area. Going back in time, just before that, as far as the permanent roundabout goes, just as a reminder, the Historic Preservation Commission recommended approval of a permanent roundabout at this intersection in July of 2012. And at that time, it was determined that the proposed roundabout was compatible within the Civic Complex Historic District. And Mr. Wilson is here to explain his request.
Mr. Wilson, would you like to present the request to the commission?
I thank the commission for coming out on such a lovely evening and such a short agenda. I'm Rich Wilson, the Director of Public Works and Parks for University City. As Zach has indicated, I've been here a couple of times with extensions, and I'm asking for a third or a second extension to keep the Mock Roundabout in place. I'd just like, first of all, bring you up to schedule on the trolley, or at least the most that I know. First of all, the trolley project and the roundabout, even though they do not touch each other, the funding was all received by East-West Gateway. One grant for the roundabout and one grant for the trolley. But in East-West Gateway's wisdom, they thought, well, let's put it all together and do it as one project. The reasoning being that with one contractor, one large contractor, we would probably get the best prices to do all of the work at one time. So the project, even though they're two separate projects, are going to be bid as one. At the present time, the schedule on the trolley is probably fairly close to getting started. If you've kept up with the news, they had to come to the city council and receive a conditional use permit or to extend their conditional use permit. And that was only extended for 2 months from this last council meeting. Their progress is continuing to move forward. I had been told that they're very close to getting the final Federal Transit Authority approval. Once they get that approval, they will be able to go out for bids for the project. That process will take a month or a month and a half about. At that time, they will determine whether they have adequate funding to do the project, or if they do not have adequate funding, if the prices come way up here, they're going to have to probably give back the money that they've received for the trolley project. They don't foresee that happening. What they foresee happening is having enough money within their budget and moving forward with construction, probably starting sometime this summer. The same time the trolley project starts, the roundabout project will start. So what we're anticipating is sometime this summer that both of those projects will take place. If for some reason the trolley project would fail and would not, there's also a lawsuit against it right now. If something would happen, East-West Gateway, who handles all of the money, has promised us that they would give us the grant for the roundabout. And we would then have to come up with our local match, our 20% of the project, and then we would do the project ourselves. If that would be the case, I would expect construction to start sometime in the fall then. It would be a slight delay again. I would have to report that everything on the roundabout, the mock roundabout, the condition of it, the traffic patterns have all been successful. It's been a very good project, even though it's temporary and probably doesn't look the best. It has operated very well. In fact, the police chief today had made comment that he had thought that traffic has slowed down considerably. And as I look out my window, I notice pedestrians are able to cross, even with baby carriages, to be able to get across Del Mar, and traffic does stop. So the success of the roundabout has been proven, and it would be very difficult at this time to tear the roundabout out and go back to the old pattern of Del Mar being a 35, 40 mile an hour section of street. So therefore, I'm requesting the extension. I would also like to say that the driving surface of the roundabout has gotten a little bit poor, and we are anticipating spending about $15,000 next week to have that section repaved. And depending on your decision tonight, that's what we anticipate doing. So I would like to request the extension. I put in there at least a six months extension. And again, it's difficult for me to say exactly the timing because it's not under my control. And when you've got the federal government involved, it does take sometimes a little bit longer. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Yeah, I have a couple, and then I think some other members do as well. So just to be clear, what you're requesting is an extension to October of 2014 of the temporary roundabout?
Correct.
Okay. And the, not that this necessarily affects us, but just out of curiosity, the pavement improvements that you're doing, is that part of what would then be the permanent roundabout?
No.
That's just for part of the temporary?
That's just, the surface has fallen apart. And if you remember, there was the concrete walkway, and the difference between the concrete and the asphalt, the trucks and everything, has, as it comes off the concrete, beats down a little bit harder on the asphalt and has caused the asphalt to fall apart. So we're going to take a 2-inch layer of the concrete and asphalt off, and then just resurface all of that with asphalt.
Okay. Any other members?
We discussed this last time. It was contingent. I mean, we were assured it would be made as aesthetically good looking as possible, and that the cones and everything would be removed, but that was never done. What do you plan to do to make that look at least as good as it could, given the situation?
We've removed some of the cones, and we've instead of those wide angled cones, we put in delineators. It's those, they're just skinny little poles just to keep cars from going off of the path a little bit. There are still cones out there. We're using the cones in the center for reflectivity. You know, another option would be to put a reflectivity tape, reflective tape on each of those planter boxes, and then eliminate the cones. But the cheapest way, most economical way, has been just to put those cones in between.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
I'm a new member, so I might have missed this. It was my understanding that it was agreed that the original Civic Plaza plan, which was adopted by the City Council, had to be amended to reflect the roundabout before it could be installed permanently. Has that been discussed here?
I believe that comment may have come up at a meeting from public comments, but there was never any motion made to that extent.
Well, it's actually not the commission's responsibility, it's the City Council's, but I would like to request that some further investigation of that issue be undertaken by the staff.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from any members of the commission?
I'd like to make a couple of points. Frankly, I'm in favor of the roundabout. I think in the practical sense, without the roundabout, the circulation is really ambiguous in that area. And it's a problem for both vehicles and pedestrians, because the way the roundabout operates, basically if you're in a vehicle, you have to watch to your right. And if you don't have the roundabout, you have to look every which way to understand what's going on in that intersection. And the same is true of pedestrians. That's one point I would like to make. And secondly, I'd like to say that aesthetically, I think the idea of the roundabout is a positive in the area. I know there are people that think the quote original design of the large paved area and so forth reflects the historic intent of the design. But frankly, I believe actually that represents a lack of design intention beyond the building. And I think the improvements that were made earlier of some of the period lighting and so on, when the Lions were renovated in the 70s or early 80s, represent a positive direction in that sense. But I simply think that both aesthetically and practically that the roundabout makes a good addition and change to the area. And I'm in favor of extending the time allowed, and also of hopefully seeing a permanent roundabout installed.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from any members of the commission? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion?
I would move that we extend the, our intention would be to extend the provisional use of the area for the temporary roundabout for 6 months into October at a minimum.
So the motion, just to be clear, is to extend it through October of 2014?
I would say that, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone like to second that?
Mr. Chair, so to October 31st, is that what you said, through October?
Well, I think we were on April 2nd, 2014.
Oh, okay. Oh,
30 days
sorry.
Makes no difference to me. But
I just, since you said through October, I just wanted to clarify for the motion.
I mean, if they need the extra 30 days, that's fine. Let's do October 30th, 2014.
Sounds good to me.
Anyone like to second it?
I'll second it on the basis that it's temporary.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. All right, agenda item 3, new business. None, that's easy. Item 4 is an opportunity for public comments. We have not had any forms, but I open it to anyone in the public. If you have any comments you'd like to address the commission, you're welcome to at this time. Okay, hearing none. Yes, Mr.
Well, I don't know if this is an appropriate time, but since we're talking about the roundabout, and I think that the consensus of most people is that the roundabout is effective. My concern has to do with the curb line of the rest of the plaza. I think that it can be changed, but I think it needs to be remain symmetrical. And the plan that has been circulated shows kind of an amoeba-like line that is fairly random, which is not consistent with the Beaux-Arts intent of the plaza. And I don't know when there's a time to discuss that, but I wish somebody would say something about it.
I think that we did discuss the curb line in one of the initial meetings, didn't we? And that was why the roundabout was moved forward. It seems to me there was some discussion of that before this commission.
Two things that we looked at. One was we redesigned the original roundabout to be more symmetrical. I will admit it's probably not perfectly symmetrical, but we tried to create a pattern that was more. The other thing was we eliminated moving the curb that's in front of City Hall and the Music Building. We're leaving those curbs in place, and we're putting, it's going to be a 6-inch high curb that's going to be 5 feet long every 5 feet to keep traffic from crossing over. And that will be a symmetrical circle as well.
Oh.
So there'll be a space between the existing curb and a broken curb that will kind of keep the grass area more in the same pattern it is. We're not changing any grass patterns.
Well, and maybe point of clarification, because I know that the grass was a concern we had with one of the designs, that it was going to separate the sidewalk out and create this awkward expanse of grass from the street that seemed weird. Is there another design plan that eventually comes before this commission with those changes, or is that what we approved?
I need to check a set of minutes.
Okay, thank you. So that's we'll put that as a follow-up item. I know, Mr. Hamilton, I know we did have concerns similar to what you were stating, and some of the other concerns, if I remember, were with the the granite, possibly doing granite curbing.
It's all granite.
Yeah. And there were some other design concerns that I know led to our recommendation that the roundabout be moved further west.
East. Closer to the loop.
No, it was the opposite.
It was further away from the lights and so on, so that it became... It moved further east. It moved closer to the loop. I don't know how many feet, 20 feet or something like that, which cut down on the concern that Esley is talking about on the curb.
Correct.
But I'd like to make another comment about the curb. The trees that are in front of City Hall, the drip line already hangs over the existing curb. And if you walk the area, which I've done several times during the time we were talking about this earlier, actually you don't even notice the symmetry of the curves or whatever. And I would make a comment, if you wanted to look at the Washington Monument, this is a very monumental cylindrical building. It needs a foreground to really be appreciated. So in a design sense, I don't see why, I personally don't have any problem with moving a curb out. For one thing, the amount that the curb was moved out was still close to the drip line of the trees that are there now. And plus, it gives a little more foreground to the building. And you're really not going to notice the asymmetry unless you're in an airplane.
Or the
I mean,
signal.
Yeah, well, perhaps.
Or the council chamber.
Right.
Okay, so the takeaway, and this is in the public comments section at this point, But Zach, the takeaway is if we could have some possible follow-up from administration on the status of that plan and what was before us, and if something else is potentially coming back to this commission on that design.
Yes.
We do have a public comment. Yes.
I would like to make one public comment before Ms. Carr.
Yes.
I would like to say, and I don't know if you've noticed it yet, but one of the STL 250 celebration cakes that St. Louis is celebrating their 250th anniversary is in this historic plaza, and it has to do with the Lion's Gate. They had called up and said they had a cake and they chose that site, and so we got that included as part of that. So it's sitting on the south, in the south rectangular landscaped area.
Oh, great.
So there's a cake there.
I also heard, and I don't know if this is part of the redesign, that there was a change to the plan to open, is it Trinity that's right next to the gates?
Yeah.
He can address it.
Yeah.
That question is still being debated. We are trying to look at redoing the parking to make traffic flow. There's been some concern about having the two legs of Trinity come out in front of the roundabout. And there's some people have expressed some concern, and it would be safer if those were closed, but then that messes up the parking and the flow of traffic in front of City Hall. So the Traffic Commission had recommended opening those, but I've asked to look at if we can look at a revised traffic pattern and parking pattern in front of the Civic Plaza. In fact, possibly going to what the original plan showed with angled parking on the west curb line across from City Hall. We're looking at that right now, trying to figure out if that would work, if that would be to any advantage. So the final decision hasn't been made yet.
Okay. So that's another question then. Is it those are changes that would necessitate that original plan coming back to us in some capacity?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paulette Carr, 7901 Cannon. Actually, it was a question. I understood as well that the redesign, when the council voted to approve the roundabout, that there was it was to be pulled back and made more symmetrical, pulled back further east. And I have roughly heard what Mr. Wilson said about why the design change was not made, but I think it would be worth your hearing why he said the design change was not made.
Mr. Wilson, I thought it did get moved. If you could,
and I don't know how many of you are engineers, but engineers have their own way of doing things, and one can do it one way and another one can do it another way and still both be acceptable. We didn't like the original design of the roundabout, so we hired another consultant, a traffic consultant, asked them to look at it and could we move it the 20, 30, 40 feet, whatever it was, east to bring it in so the existing curb would stay in place and that would be the traffic pattern. And they agreed that they could do it. But the most cost-effective way to do the redesign was to go back to the original designers who had it on their computer and who had all of the work. And we said, we want this design, this new design, to be incorporated into the final plans. And they looked at it, and as a professional engineer, they had their disagreements. And I was under the gun at the time to get this project. I was being pressured from East West Gateway and from the trolley that we need to get these plans all submitted. And we kind of had to we told the engineers, get it designed as symmetrical as you can, and they incorporated some things, but not everything was incorporated because they felt, and I'd have to have a diagram to show you, that shifting it east cause the two trinities to almost line up in the roundabout across from each other, which would have caused, I meant the two angled legs of Trinity would have been across from each other, which would have caused a traffic issue. Could it be designed that way? Yes. Does one engineer want to sign off and, you know, sign his professional engineer license and sign off? One didn't and one did. So, and for us, it was economics and time to get it submitted as part of the one project. If it, and there's still an opportunity for us, and we're just waiting to see whether we do the project or if it's done as the trolley project, to look at it again in a more controlled manner. This was back a few months ago, and it was just like, let's get it done here.
Okay. So, Zach, add that to the list of takeaways. I apologize. So I think just to reiterate what I've got for us, and I think we probably make this just an other informal, whatever next meeting we have. It doesn't necessitate a meeting in and of itself. But I'd like to get an understanding of what plan was before us when at the meeting where we approved a plan and made recommendations, and if you could get those minutes perhaps and circulate to the group, and then an understanding of whether design changes will come before this commission or the commission's recommendation from that meeting, whether it has been or will be adopted. Because I know we had a lot of discussions on, at least from our perspective, and our perspective isn't traffic, but from our perspective, recommendations on the aesthetics of the location in the original Civic Plaza design, which I understood to be our directive. So, agenda item for next meeting, if you could find those minutes and circulate them and just put a report agenda item on what the status of that is. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And Mr. Hamilton's point about whether we need city council approval of a change, perhaps as an agenda item for discussion.
We can look into.
Yes, just look into it.
We'll add that to the list.
Perfect. Thank you.
We'll do some research.
Yes.
Great.
Very appreciated. Any other items from any members of the commission? Members of the public. All right. Hearing none,
if I may, just really quick.
I appreciate it. Sorry.
Just want to introduce our very new economic development manager with Department of Community Development, Jody Lloyd.
You have to actually address us. You have to come to the mic. You don't. I'm just being mean.
Yeah. So just want to get a chance to meet you. Yeah.
Thank
you.
That's very
all.
Much.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. Assuming there are no other items, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.